It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily
the news. Sound the bell. It is here's the good news.
A little Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News. A segment, is it well thought out? No. Is it thawed out? Yes. It is prepared and served to you right now. Hank fans, streaming online, we salute you and say hey to you on our Hank Facebook Live so you can see what you can hear. Well, the month-old Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and Elon reported yesterday they have saved us American taxpayers a reported $55 billion in a month. That's the latest upgrade. That's being disputed somewhat and all that stuff, but it could turn into our money. And we get it back. Elon yesterday said they're kicking around the idea of about a $5,000 check to every American.
Oh, that's good. That fits in with my budget.
Yeah. Now, Trump also kind of, he did his thing where he doesn't say anything and he kind of purses his lips and then nods for a second and then turns his head away. So I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no on that. But $5,000 per American. Might have to walk that back a little bit, but we got to see. Unfortunately, DOGE has already fired the entire department that prints out checks. That's part of the savings deal on that. Oh. But we have a ton of pennies to unload while we can. So let's get after it there, Elon. Let's line our pockets with pennies.
So we have shocking news that Jennifer Lopez may not like being alone. Rumor has it she's ready to find her next Mr. Right now after saying bye-bye to Ben Affleck. Word is, she's over her ex, fed up with crying and moping around, and ready to show off what she's got. You can look for the diva to be front and center during awards season, is excited about meeting someone new. Is there anyone she couldn't have possibly met by now in Hollywood? Either way, look for her to be dressed to the nines, because she's in the mood for a new lover.
Stay away from that. And arriving at your favorite grocer, possibly already, but rather soon, if not, Dolly Parton's partnership with ConAgra Foods. Of course, that's a big owner of a lot of things. And Duncan Hines, of course, we got the cake mixes from Dolly.
Oh, yeah, and the cornbread. Do not forget the cornbread.
Get ready for a new line of frozen meals.
Oh.
Dolly Parton's frozen meals. There's going to be four offerings. Southern classics such as chicken and dumplings, beef pot roast, country fried steak, and shrimp and grits. So they will be arriving soon to your frozen food section, which with the present conditions is your entire grocery store. So enjoy that.
But that is nice of her to cook for everyone, isn't it?
She's just a saint, that woman.
I know, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So you know we're always hearing that sports stars make entirely too much money. Well, and then they retire and become sports broadcasters because they need even more money. And I mean, they got bills. They got the mortgage, they got the gas, they've got children that need all sorts of things. Namely, Tom Brady, who gave his son Benjamin a new watch. It's not his birthday or anything, just decided to surprise him with it. And he was pretty excited, which he should be, because it cost $3 million.
Wow.
100 carats of diamonds.
Yeah.
For a 15-year-old. As you can imagine on social media, did not go over well. I mean, it's no $5,000 DOGE check, but what is?
I don't know. I get one of those and might be changing the tune on that. Speaking back to your money, because your money matters here with Hank FM. Speaking of DOGE, over 6,000 IRS employees are expected to be terminated by the end of today. Internal Revenue Service employees, part of the DOGE thing. Now, more than half of these, over 3,500, are expected to be just from one division and are, quote, not deemed as critical to the upcoming and current filing season right now. But it's probably the department that's in charge of refunds.
Yeah.
By IRS.
God. You know that terrifying situation where the plane wound up flipped over on the tarmac in Canada, for crying out loud?
Delta.
Oh, Well, passengers disembarked, many while live streaming the event. Don't try this at home, and have already cashed in. Delta reportedly giving them each a $30,000 check. No strings attached. They say it will not affect any future legal rights. They also praise the flight crews for handling things so well, emergency responders, and are really trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of how this all happened.
Yeah. Then yesterday, there were two smaller private planes that ran into each other out in Arizona, and a fatality in that. What is going on in the skies? Not so friendly right now. Coming to Peacock, March 21st. Mark it down, almost an exact month. Wicked will start streaming on Peacock. So all of those songs your kid won't stop singing in the house, now we'll have an Ariana Grande accompaniment to it. So enjoy that. And that's not part of the songs. But also today, you will find the finals of the NHL. This is hockey. Four nations face off. And the only reason this is notable is because it's a rematch between the United States of America and Canada, who had three fights in the first 9 seconds of their game just a couple of days ago.
Testy, testy.
After the Canadians, and I guess the Canadian players too, were booing the national anthem of the United States when it was playing.
Right? It's almost like they don't want to be a state.
So this will drop the puck 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Good time to watch a Canadian get punched. And then finally, Jenny McCarthy tells Extra TV that her dream contestant for The Masked Singer would be Britney Spears. Says when it comes to The Masked Singer, quote, it would be really amazing if we got Britney Spears on the show. Or anyone's actually ever heard of.
Waking up with Robbie and Heather Lee, Hank FM.